Our reading today is from James chapter 1, verses 17 to 27. Hear this word of God for you today. Every generous act of giving with every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave us birth by the word of truth so that we would become a kind of first fruits of his creatures. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress and keep oneself unstained by the world. Friends, this is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, upon the meditations of my mouth and of our hearts. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. So in Deuteronomy 6 in the Old Testament, there is a passage called the Shema, where Moses tells the people to listen to God and love God with whole heart, soul, and strength. It's the basis of the great commandment to love God and our neighbor as ourselves. The Shema is one of the most important prayers for Jews. It's called Shema because it starts with that Hebrew word, Shema, which means hear. But it doesn't just mean hear, it also means obey. Hear and obey. Listen and do what I say. Here's the passage in Deuteronomy 6, 4 and 5. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might." We don't have a word like Shema in English, but this Hebrew term means both hear and obey. And I think of it when I hear the words from James: be doers of the word and not merely hearers. James says that if we hear only, we are like people who look in a mirror, walk away, and forget what they saw. In other words, those who hear only are like people who just quickly glance in a mirror. We can't just glance at God's word for a moment or even just a Sunday. We are asked to listen and obey. Isn't this what we often admire in our role models and heroes? That integrity to not just know or even just say what's right, but to do it. We want people who walk the walk, right? That is what both James and Jesus in the Gospel of Mark are talking about today. They are talking about not just hearing God's word and not just saying we love God, but actually doing it. It's interesting that in Mark's gospel, we do see people striving to do God's word, the Pharisees. The Pharisees get a very bad rap today, but they were men of God. They tried to follow God's law. This is why they are accusing Jesus' disciples, because the disciples are not washing their hands before eating. And that was an important Jewish custom and law. But Jesus says, you've got this all wrong. It's not what goes into the body that matters, like unclean hands. That doesn't cause defilement. It's what comes out of the heart that matters. Note that Jesus does not say washing hands is ridiculous or unnecessary. He says that the men pointing this out are talking about following God, but their hearts are not in it. Jesus says, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites. This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines. You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition." Jesus can always see right through to the human heart. And so Jesus points out their hypocrisy. You say you honor God, but your hearts say otherwise. Jesus always cares about our hearts. You know, one of the main critiques of Christians today is hypocrisy. We say we believe in God, but we don't act like it. We say we believe in love, but we don't actually love our neighbors. We talk a good talk, but we don't walk the walk. Truth be told, sometimes we are hypocrites, for we are all fallen people. James points out this walk the walk hypocrisy too, the difference between just hearing the word of God and doing it. But James gives us a way to get beyond this. He says, let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. Be doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. Now all of us can be here in church and hear what God wants of us. The question is, can we leave here and do it? Can we connect it to our everyday lives, especially when it means making a change? When was the last time you made a change after hearing from God? Putting what we know to work often requires change. But James says, here's a way to do this. Here's a way to walk the walk. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. When was the last time you were quick to listen? Real active listening is hard. It means we take it all in without spending all our time coming up with our own response or a fix for what they're saying. Real listening means holding your tongue, being slow to speak. That's challenging. It's not the way most of us are wired. But James says this is the way to walk the walk. In other words, we need to connect some dots between hearing and believing and obeying. If we hear that God is good and we tell others that God is good, that's great. But do we also act out God's goodness? What happens when we hear that God wants us to welcome the poor, the immigrant, the outsider, the sick? Do we hear that and then do it? If we hear that God wants us to give and we put something in the offering plate, that's great. But what happens when we hear that God wants us to give generously, proportionately, sacrificially, not just something small? Do we hear, believe, and then give accordingly? This is what Jesus and James are talking about, a connection between God's word, our hearts, and our lives. Hypocrisy is a disconnect between values and behavior. And it comes out in two different ways. One is the way of the Pharisees and us. When we say we'll do something, we may even go through the motions in our behavior, but we don't actually believe what we are doing. Our heart is not in it. The other temptation is what James describes. We hear God's call, but we don't actually do it. These two temptations are equally dangerous sins. What God wants from us is a connection between our head, our heart, our words, our actions. How does that challenge you? Where do you struggle to do this? Because we all struggle with it, right? It is so easy to say something and fail to follow up, isn't it? Sins of omission are so common. We miss opportunities to live what we believe. We fail to stand up and do what's right. It's also so easy to just go through motions of faith and not really have it in our hearts. So that when tough times come and temptations hit, we fail. So what can we do? How about being quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger? How about trying to hear and then do what God wants and avoid that trap of hypocrisy? To do this, we need the help of Jesus. We need the Holy Spirit to empower us. We need Jesus to help us be the people we say we are and follow the God we say we follow. And we can look to role models around us and those who have gone before us, but most of all, we look to Jesus, his life and ministry. And we do this not just on Sundays, we do this every day. On Sundays, we're refreshed, renewed, and reminded of God's love and direction for our lives so that we can go out and do the work of Jesus. And Jesus tells us what to do. Share the good news. Love God and your neighbor as yourself. Make more disciples. The question is, how are we doing this? Where are we living out our faith? You know, this book of James, it's received a bad rap over the years for being too legalistic. Martin Luther hated it. But this little book has some great practical advice for Christian life. It's about walking the walk, and sometimes we need to hear that. So in the words of James, where can we be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger? Can you think of a time where you can do that this week? It's not easy, but we believe that God can help us do it. And the reward is amazing. I can think of many difficult situations and difficult people and how listening more and speaking less was transformative. It's amazing how differently people can act when they are truly heard, when someone takes the time to really listen to their concerns. Listening is not valued in our culture, but it's part of our Christian calling. And being slow to speak, talk about being countercultural. And yet we have the ability to do that. We have the ability to slow down and hold our tongue. James says, if any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Wow. And being slow to anger, that's also very countercultural and very important. All of this brings us to doing God's word. James is just giving us some real concrete ways we can do that. He says, religion that is pure is this, to care for orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. Why does he say orphans and widows? Well, at the time, they were the most vulnerable people in their society. They had nothing and no social standing. They were nobody. James is saying what Jesus says in Matthew 25, that we are to live our faith by caring for the least of these, by loving our neighbors, all of our neighbors, especially the vulnerable. So how will we walk the walk of faith? I want you to take your bulletin and a pencil from the pew and take a moment right now to just jot down a word or two or a picture about a person or situation where you can say and do what God wants this week. And then I want you to take a moment, just a moment, to silently pray for God's courage and strength to do what needs to be done. After this sermon, we'll be singing a hymn that is very simple but profound. It goes, Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. That's our goal, to be a Christian in our hearts. Friends, hear the good news of the gospel today. Let's not just hear God's word. When we leave here, let's do it. And all God's people say together, Amen.